I'm Josephine Reed from the National Endowment for the Arts with the Chairman's Corner, a weekly podcast with Mary Ann Carter, Chairman of the Arts Endowment. This is where we'll discuss issues of importance to the arts community and a whole lot more. 2 days ago, the National Endowment for the Arts announced the 12 winners of our 2020 Musical Theater Songwriting Challenge. And Mary Ann, I don't think we've talked about this program yet. Why don't you fill us in, because some listeners might not know about it.
Joe, this is actually only our third year, so it is an amazing program, but a lot of our listeners may not know about it. Our songwriting challenge seeks to cultivate the next generation of musical theater songwriters from among the country's high school students through mentorships with professional musical theater artists. And the way we do this is that each winner is matched with a two-person coaching team, a mentor and a music director, who are both musical theater professionals, to hone the student's original song into a Broadway-ready composition. Each song is then recorded by Broadway musicians and vocalists in New York City. It's made available on streaming music platforms, and it's compiled into a songbook by Concord Theatricals. And the Songwriting Challenge is a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the American Theater Wing, along with three collaborators, Disney Theatrical Productions, Concord Theatricals, and the Songs Foundation of the National Music Publishers Association.
Well, how is it going to work during the pandemic, Mary Ann? Because obviously no one's traveling this year.
Well, because of COVID, we are not able to do the in-person mentoring sessions as we have in the past. Those will be virtual, and the recording sessions will be a combination of in-person and virtual. But the silver lining with this in-person to virtual shift is that funds that had been budgeted for travel have been reallocated so that we can double the number of student winners from 6, as in the past 2 years, to 12 this year. And actually, I should say there are 13 winners. There's 11 individuals and one duo who come from 11 states. And I'm not going to share all the names, hometowns, and songs of the 12 winners or the 28 students who received an honorable mention. You'll need to go to arts.gov/songwriting for those details. And Joe, I just want to also be sure that we thank the American Theater Wing for being such a terrific partner for this program. And of course, thanks to all of our collaborators for their support and enthusiasm. Everyone has just really been supportive of this initiative.
Can't you tell us just a little bit about a couple of the winners? I love musical theater, and I would really like to hear a couple of examples of the future of musical theater.
Okay, I'll tell you about a couple to give everyone a sense of the range of talent represented in this young group of up-and-coming songwriters. Of course, I have to mention the winner from my home state of Tennessee, and Joseph Mosby from Nashville. This is the second year that Nashville has been a winner's hometown. Probably something to do with it being Music City, I guess. Joseph's song, Light Breaks Through the Dark, is a fantastical tale about a mythical bluestone that Corin, who is described as a slightly deranged researcher, hopes he can find to save his community from the evil king. Joseph says, quote, I wanted to have a song and a show that revolves around the theme of taking risks and being brave and stepping out into the unknown, even if you don't know what's going to happen next, end quote. And we also have two winners from the great state of Texas. Soleil Sang from Southlake, Texas, wrote about a young woman in college who is an aspiring actress with dreams of fame on Broadway. In a funny and touching phone conversation with her tiger dad, she tries to tell him that she's not going to be the engineer he wants her to be, but rather the person she is and wants to be.
Wow, that's a tremendous range between those two. Is there anybody from the D.C. metro region?
There is. Viola Durfee is from Washington, D.C., and she has written Free, about a teenage girl with autism who has endured people making fun of her because she's different. As she sings, she decides that while not accepting others' negative opinions about her is hard to do, it's not impossible, and she can, quote, spread these wings and fly away, and I think I know just the way, end quote. It's just beautiful. So I encourage everyone to go to our website at arts.gov/songwriting to learn about our other fabulous 2020 songwriters. And while you're there, listen to the final songs of past winners. You'll be amazed.
And Marianne, before we end today, we can't forget that the National Book Festival is starting tomorrow.
That's right. The National Book Festival, presented by the Library of Congress, begins tomorrow, September 25th, and will run through the 27th. And this year, it's all happening online. It's truly going to be a national book festival because the whole nation can access it. Be sure to check out our stage. The National Endowment for the Arts runs the Poetry and Prose Stage, where you can hear from former Poets Laureate, as well as Joy Harjo, the current Poet Laureate, authors in conversation with each other, and several of our past Poetry Out Loud champions in recitations and conversations. And getting there is as easy as going to loc.gov/bookfest.
And there's also going to be a television special.
That's right. PBS will air a two-hour television special, the Library of Congress National Book Festival Celebrating American Ingenuity. And that will be on Sunday, September 27th. Check your local listings.
Well, I know what I'm doing this weekend. Marianne, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
That was Marianne Carter, chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts. To find out more about the next generation of musical theater talent, go to arts.gov/songwriting. And again, you can find the National Book Festival at loc.gov/bookfest. And don't forget to check out the Poetry and Prose Stage. For the National Endowment for the Arts, I'm Josephine Reed. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.